Well, thank the good Lord, summer is just around the corner, and that's why you should check out our friends at MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell is throwing a $25 extravaganza just for the Regular Joe Show's listeners when you go to MyPillow.com/Regular Joe. The MyPillow slide sandals are stylish and comfortable with their 3-tier cushioning system that reduces stress on your feet and joints while being durable enough to last through the summer. These sandals are usually $99, but if you use code Regular Joe, they're on sale for just $25. You can also get one of their 100% cotton and machine washable beach towels for just $25. These beach towels come in a wide variety of colors and designs and would go great with your new slides at the beach, pool, or anywhere you go this summer. So go to MyPillow.com/Regular Joe right now and get your slides and towels before the summer arrives. You can get the best deal on all the MyPillow products by using promo code Regular Joe when you go to MyPillow.com/Regular Joe. And welcome, Joe Gigante, Regular Joe, with you on this Tuesday. You can be a part of it, 888-737-1737, 888-737-1737. So I was discussing a moment ago, obviously yesterday was tax day. Did you file your taxes on time? Do you expect a refund, or are you thinking that you're going to owe a little more to Uncle Sam for the honor and pleasure of them wasting your money on any number of projects that you would never support personally, which is why they collectively take our money so they can make the decisions. That, by the way, is one of my favorite explanations of what the income tax is. So you won't spend the money on it, so let the government do it instead. Now, I mentioned this five-page printed piece, from Politico, headlined, "A Tax Mystery, Why Are Fewer People Getting Refunds?" And then this whole deal, they go through all these machinations of they're confused. It's a mystery. Suddenly, fewer people are getting refunds. Now, the amount has held steady, according to their crack research, accordingly. Now, I know Charlie said he's done his already. I have put mine on extension. I usually do. I hate taxes. I will make no apologies. It is an act of the will for me to file taxes every year. I so deeply and desperately hate the income tax and all that it represents, all that it does, all that it has created over the past century in this country, including an out-of-control deficit, the destruction of our economic freedom, and, of course, funding any number of just absolutely hedonistic programs that I would never spend my worst enemy's money on. And yet I'm compelled under a voluntary income tax to fund this nonsense. It is true. When I met my wife, she despises the IRS. You know, we bonded. But she was even surprised to see how much I deeply and desperately hate the whole concept of taxation in the form of the income tax. Not a big fan of taxation in general, but there's a reason why the income tax was supposed to be only allowed legally in this country during times of war. But I digress. So I will get back to I'll get mine done as I always do. Now, according to this, the average payment, I love they use the language, the payment. Let us remember, when you receive a tax refund, the government is saying, "Oh, whoopsie, I took too much of your money. Here you go. You can have it back now." No interest, no penalties, no fees. Now, when it works in the reverse, if you make a mistake or you miss a payment or whatever it might be, and the IRS says, "You owe us money, and you've got to pay it by this date," they will assess penalties, interest, and they're levels that are akin to usury. Yet, when they take your money, it doesn't work that way. They even point out, and it's funny because I was just talking to Mrs. Regular Joe last night about this, how some people use their income tax as a de facto savings account, purposely taking more out to ensure a payment back at the end of the year. Except for in a savings account, you at least get 1%. You know, you get something. Now, the average payment, they're saying, is $3,011. Did you get $3,011? Anywhere near $3,000? I didn't think so. I mean, in fairness, you were in college for part of last year. But the payment, according to them, the average payment, the benevolence of the IRS is to bequeath to a number of Americans the average payment of $3,011. But fewer people are getting money back. And they machinate through this article. What could it be? It's a mystery. Before I get to some of their theories, allow me to share this little nugget from this story out of the Liberal Politico. But the promise of a four-figure payment is a key way the tax agency, not to mention the tax prep industry, lures people to do their taxes. Now, people want their money back. Do you know why people do their taxes? Because they don't want to go to jail. It's a simple reason. Nobody, it's not, because the voluntary tax, right, stop paying it voluntarily. See what happens. I'm sure there are people like, oh, I'm going to get some money out of the government. It's your money. It's your money. Either way, according to IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel, who was talking to CNBC, two out of every three taxpayers that are going to file by tonight's deadline, meaning, you know, yesterday tax day, are actually owed a refund. And so it's in your interest to get your taxes done. Wag your finger, wag your finger. We're going to pay you. No, you moron. You blithering moron. Where did you get your degree? A Cracker Jack box? You're not paying me. You're giving me my money back. You took it. You know what usually it's called when someone takes your money without your permission? That's usually called thievery, stealing. You stole my money, and then in your benevolence, you gave some of it back. That's wonderful. But this is, again, the mindset that is pervasive. Now, it says that there's a growing trend where they've seen since COVID that the number of people receiving refunds has gone down consistently, small, but consistently. While the number of people owing at tax time, to quote Politico, has been surging. Nearly 40 million people had balances due last year. That's up by 33% from the pre-pandemic years. Now, let's see here. In pandemic, we gave away a bunch of money, printed a bunch of money. Then we opened the border. Yeah, it's a mystery. I don't know why there's not enough money to go around. Now, according to this all makes the IRS's job harder. My heart bleeds. Now, they theorize perhaps it's the gig economy. There are a lot more Uber drivers renting homes through Airbnb, delivering food through DoorDash, they write, and other parts of the so-called gig economy whose earnings aren't subject to withholding. So, in other words, you're doing 1099 work, and you're not prepaying or your estimated taxes quarterly as you're supposed to, and virtually no one does. Because again, why? Because everyone hates taxes. I know. There's like three goody two shoes out there. Oh, I always estimate my taxes and pay them quarterly. Good on you. All right. Yep. Pat you on your head. But the number of filers, according to this, facing penalties has also gone up because of these not pre-estimating their taxes on a quarterly basis. So they theorize maybe this could be one of the reasons. So let's see. Why are more people doing the gig economy? Why are more people forced into the gig economy? Well, for one, American jobs are down 650,000 under Biden. They have been replaced by who? Whom are doing those jobs? It's not Americans. The full-time jobs, we went through this last week. There's a report on this. So a bunch of illegals taking jobs, working here in the country. Oh, I'm sorry. They're legal because Joe Biden waved his hand and said so. Here's your work permit. So they're taking a bunch of the jobs. The people that do have jobs aren't making enough because inflation continues to overall outpace income. So people have to take second and third jobs. And many of these people don't know or don't understand that when you have 1099 work, you have to prepay your taxes, or else at the end of the year, you're going to get walloped for all the income tax that you didn't pay because you had to take a second and or third job because Bidenomics is doing so wonderfully. And the millions of illegals filing into our country, of course, also are helping too. Because remember, they tell they pay into the tax base, man. This is supposed to be helping us. It's almost as helpful as legalizing drugs to increase our tax base. Both winners. Just check with any state that's done it. One state just recriminalized drugs because it was such an abject failure. Oregon just recriminalized drugs because, whoa, no one thought it would go so badly. Actually, some of us that aren't high all the time did, and you were warned. And the same is true with illegal aliens coming into the country, not helping the economy. Don't care what you say. I don't care if you agree with the Hamburglar. Someone's got to pick all the fruits and vegetables. No, that's not racist, Jerry Nadler. Some also say it could be the withholding system. I mentioned how convoluted it is. They even talked to a tax expert that says, well, it was meant to be more accurate, but it's actually turned out to be more daunting. That's Pete Isberg, the vice president of payroll at payroll processor ADP. So wait a minute. The federal government said, we're going to make the taxation system better, and it actually ended up becoming more convoluted and daunting. Who would have ever thought this? Now, this is the state of our economy right now. So on top of out-of-control inflation, a precipitous rise in the most fundamental and basic expenses and needs that we have, our income is not going up fast enough to meet this. We're seeing all the prices continue to inch up, inflation inching up. Now fewer people are getting money back at the end of the year from the IRS. Their own money. Did I mention it's your money? They're not paying you. They're refunding money they took from you preemptively and didn't deserve to have. And then Politico scratches their head and goes, well, this is a mystery. I don't understand how this could be happening. My goodness, what could it mean? Could it mean that a bloated bureaucracy of a federal government that has no governor over anything it does, has no fealty to the rule of law, no understanding of the fact that the people are the power, not the government, and is spending money that generations from now have not earned to pay back yet, that we have put ourselves so deeply, uncontrollably in debt, as we continue to spend like there's no problem, as we continue to have an open border and invasion, and as we continue to take people's livelihoods away, could it be that all this is coming together to create a disaster?
The Regular Joe Radio Show.